you know, I'm still looking for results from the race with Rashida Tlaib and Brenda Jones because there's no results of any significance in yet, and you wonder about the mail-in ballots. In New York, a judge has ordered now the state to count previously invalidated mail-in ballots, ones that were not postmarked, ones that arrived after Election Day. We call that ballot harvesting. Just a couple of the examples of problems today. And by the way, in the 12th Congressional District in New York, that election, I think, was 6 weeks ago now. Curtis Houck, Newsbusters Managing Editor, joining me on the program. Curtis, welcome back.
Good morning.
I look around and I see problems. I mean, no decision in New York's 12th Congressional District for weeks now. The Rashida Tlaib race, I have no idea what to make of that. Because we're getting no results to speak of, and I have to believe that it's because there's piles of mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, whatever you want to call it, creates an issue, does it not?
Yeah, and you have a news media that's very compliant in trying to create a smokescreen here by really just disingenuously arguing that there's absentee ballot or absentee voting and mail-in voting are basically the same thing. When obviously that's not true at all. You know,
what's
we
the
all
difference?
Know that.
Educate the people that are listening or the part of the program, Curtis. What's the difference between an absentee ballot and a mail-in ballot? They both get mailed in, don't they?
Correct. Absentee balloting, you request it. You print out, or in some cases, yes, states are sending absentee ballot applications out to every voter. But there is a, you know, there's a step in there where you yourself have to take some responsibility to fill out the application and have that sent in, and then you get your ballot.
So unlike in Michigan, where the Secretary of State here decided to send out an absentee ballot or a mail-in ballot request or whatever, a form to every voter, I know the one guy I talked to, he got seven to his house. He's lived in this house for 10 years. He was getting applications for people that were dead or hadn't lived there in years and years. I mean, that's a little unsettling.
Oh, yes, and that is unsettling, but yes. So whereas, and then mail-in voting, what a lot of these Democrats want to do is just skip that step altogether, just start sending out the actual ballots, and that's obviously a problem. And you mentioned the New York Congressional District. You know, on Monday night, we had a judge's order telling the New York Board of Elections to begin counting ballots that came in without postmarks, without postage on them that were submitted, that were dropped in the mail.
Well, that was a problem in Brooklyn. They didn't postmark thousands of ballots in Brooklyn because they were pre-stamped envelopes, and so the United States Postal Service didn't stamp them. The 12th District is a complete mess. Nobody knows who won. Nobody will ever know who won. I mean, there might be a victor declared, but we won't know. But I do have a question for you, Curtis. Curtis Houck here from Newsbusters. And that is, the president here yesterday, day before, just a couple of days ago, said that he encourages Florida vote by mail. He calls that system safe and secure. What does Florida do differently that the president thinks is okay that maybe you do or don't? What are your thoughts?
Well, it really comes down to, he says that the governor has control, and it's the reporting has been that it was at the request of the Florida Republican Party. The Florida Republican Party has enough faith in the way things are set up there now, and that's why the president really reversed course or came out and said that that's acceptable. So the problem from our perspective is you really have an inconsistency from the news media. The news media are trying to muddy the waters and talking about what the difference is. And they're saying that asking questions or trying to bring up these concerns is sowing doubt, and voter fraud is statistically insignificant, when really we're looking at just a number of issues here. Yes, there's fraud, and then we've talked about, you know, ballots just being out there in circulation. Ballots that...
Sure. I think voter fraud was pretty significant.
And also in government incompetence in terms of counting votes.
Oh,
so there's
sure.
Two different issues here.
I think that voter fraud was quite significant in, say, 1960.
Right.
In the Nixon versus Kennedy race, I'd say that voter fraud was quite significant. Even my Democrat friends admit, Kennedy didn't win that election. Yeah, we know. We know Cook County won that election.
But, of course, they vote that years later, you know.
Yeah, well, we know that. So here's what I'm encouraging, Curtis, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. Here's what I'm encouraging people to do. Democrats, I know, I'm encouraging them all to vote by mail. Republicans to vote in person. That's my encouragement. And the reason I say that is, according to a piece I saw out of Philadelphia, you might have seen this from the local CBS News crew, they mailed 100 pieces of mail, identical in size, weight, and dimension to what a ballot would be, and they had a 3% failure rate, meaning 3% of the ballots did not show up. All right, well, 3% in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, that's the ball game. Right, there it is. And so I encourage all my Democrat friends to vote by mail. My concern, however, is that a federal judge weighs in, like the one in New York just did, and said, well, you have to allow ballots that were mailed after Election Day to be counted. That's the real problem. Don't you agree?
And they don't want to talk about that. You know, Mercedes Schlapp from the Trump campaign brought that up yesterday in the host that she was debating. She didn't want to hear it. She just said that she accused her of trying to sow doubt and put obstacles up from people participating in our Democratic
process.
Yeah,
you vote by Election Day. That's the rule. Even in Michigan,
whatever happened to Election Day, Steve?
Yeah, well, even in Michigan, where they have greatly broadened the rules and allowing a lot of mail-in ballots, and like I said, the application is being mailed to every registered voter. Besides that, Michigan still has the rule. Your ballot has to arrive by Election Day. If it's after Election Day, it is not counted. However, it sets the stage for court challenges. And if what we're seeing in New York's 12th Congressional District is any indication of what's coming, then November 4th, November 5th, November 6th, the election of 2000 look like a cakewalk by comparison. That's my real worry.
I would absolutely agree with that. Yeah, and you can definitely see a scenario where a judge or a secretary of state decides that, yeah, we're going to count ballots where the person didn't sign. They didn't sign it, you know, which is really one of the ways to, you know, well, someone can copy your signature, but it would cut down, you know, that would require someone to know what your signature looks like, you know. And that obviously requires time. But, yeah, whatever happened to Election Day, and I think Jen Ellis from the Trump campaign said it right when she said, if you can stand in line at a grocery store and you can go to a home improvement store like Home Depot or Lowe's, you can stand in line to vote.
Correct. And I saw the most misleading ad here from the Democrats. It came up on my computer screen this morning. Hispanic voters had to wait 40% longer than other voters that stood in line for 30 minutes. So you're talking about they stood in line for 40 minutes as opposed to 30 because they stood in line 40% longer or maybe 45 minutes in line. Not quite, you know, but I mean, like this is disenfranchising voters. Anyhow, Curtis, dishonest advertising. I'm sure Facebook and their fact checkers will have it taken care of quickly. Curtis, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you for being here from Newsbusters as always.
Anytime.
There you have it, Curtis Houck. Straight ahead, we'll try to get some updates on some of these primary races, whatever we can dig out, and see if some of those ballots got counted. We'll have the latest in a moment. Don't go anywhere. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did, because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter, because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling.
I was-